Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, hour number two. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, let me get started with your top three stories, and then we'll get into your jobs report like we do on Friday. So, Danielle is the first hurricane of the season. It's out there in the middle of the Atlantic, not really even doing anything, just kind of hovering out there. So, which is a good thing because it just ends up being, you can have all the hurricanes we want as long as it doesn't affect people, right? So, that's what's going on there. In fact, it's nearly stationary. And its direction that it's expected to head after it gets moving again is still kind of out in the middle of nowhere. It's just going to head north. And so that one's pretty free and clear. That's good. The other one that we've been looking at was one off the coast of Africa. And that's pretty much it's gone down to like a 0% chance of formation. So that's good. The other one we were looking at just had an update. Last hour, it had a 70% chance of formation into a cyclone over the next 5 days. 70%. That still remains the same, 70% over the next 5 days. However, the 48-hour forecast went from 60% to 70%. So National Weather Service now saying there's a 70% chance it will form into some sort of cyclone over the next 5 days. Over the next 2 days. And it is moving slowly northwest. It's right on like the edge of the Caribbean, and it's headed towards the Carolina coastline. And so that one, if it ends up developing into some sort of tropical storm or something like that, tropical depression, they believe it could become a tropical depression as early as tonight. This is the latest update from the National Weather Service. So they said the plane reported that surface pressures have fallen a bit. If the showers and thunderstorms associated with the low pressure system persist through the evening, it could become a tropical depression as early as tonight. And so they said local heavy rains may occur over the Leeward Islands over the next couple of days, and this one we'll be watching. So by early next week, like Monday, we'll definitely be keeping an eye on this one because some of the storm track systems show that it could either go like straight towards the Carolina coastline, or it might shift and head right back out to sea. But at that point, when it shifts out to sea, it would be going right over Bermuda. So we'll just have to keep our eye on that sucker. All right, other top three stories. College football playoff committee has agreed to expand to a 12-team playoff in 2026. And Labor Day travelers are facing yet another chaotic holiday. Holiday weekend, as we're already seeing lots of flights delayed and canceled around the country. And those are your top three stories. Jobs report for you as we do on Fridays right here on News Radio 92.3. There was only 2,500 fewer filings for unemployment this week compared to the previous week. I mean, it's still good. It still means less people were fired this week or laid off compared to the previous week. It's down to almost 177,000 Americans. The bigger number we look at, though, is the continued unemployment. Are people staying on the rules? When people getting laid off, are they not finding a job? So the continued unemployment dropped 22,000. Well, that's fantastic. That's good. That usually means they've either gotten a job or their unemployment benefits expired because it took so long for them to find something. Their benefits expired. But in most cases, usually it means they've got a job. In Alabama, the new filings for unemployment remained about the same, only 23 fewer. Florida, 674 fewer new filings for unemployment compared to the previous week. Now, continued unemployment in both Alabama and in Florida both dropped. Alabama dropped 1,500, Florida 3,600. We just got the August jobs report right before we came on the air today. And with the August jobs report, it shows that job growth stayed well above the pre-pandemic trend. So that's good. And it showed that we added 300,000 new jobs to the market. That's good. But we saw an uptick in unemployment nationwide. 3.7% unemployment from 3.5. So, that was kind of a little bit of a surprise to see, like, hey, it looks like all this, the jobs report was really good. We added jobs. And I hate when, if you listen to Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi with me, that I'm always like, I hate when they're like, jobs. We only added 315,000 jobs, far below our predictions. And I hate that so much. Like, your predictions? Like, oh, you're like some great wise predictor. And if and what does it matter if you're some sort of great and wise predictor if you are always wrong? So, and that's what it seems like we keep finding out. So 315,000 jobs added to the market. That's a positive thing. That means we added jobs. So we, even though we lost 180,000 jobs per week, a lot of the people went back to the workforce pretty quickly. So that's a very good thing right there. Now, going along with this, I saw, so once again, economists expected private employers. So when we look at private employment, they expected private employers to add 288,000 jobs in August. But instead, we only added 132,000 jobs from the private sector. So once they're sharply missing their predictions. I'm like, who cares about your predictions? We added jobs. That's a good thing. Can we celebrate the positive? We added jobs. But what it's showing, though, and this is relevant, it shows that hiring has slowed down. So we're starting to see hiring slow down. Because why is that significant? Well, we continue talking about this all the time. We are technically already in an economic recession. We've had two straight quarters of decreased GDP. We are technically in a nationwide housing recession. Even if we're not here, we are in a nationwide housing recession, as we've had 6 months of decreased home sales and decreased home prices. 6 months in a row now. Here in Pensacola area, we just talked to Christina Leavenworth a couple days ago. We've had 2 months of decreased home sales and decreased home prices. So it's not really enough to say that we're in a recession here, especially because it's still a seller's market. Houses are still selling pretty quickly. But nationwide, we're technically in a housing recession. Nationwide, we're technically in a economic recession, or in an economic recession. But we're having a strong jobs market. Well, with this new update, we still are having a strong jobs market. But with a slowdown in hiring, economists are fearing that that might end up meaning that, and maybe not now, but in a couple of months, it could shift, and we could be in an employment recession as well. I don't know, man. There's a lot of people. They're that great quit, you know, the great resignation. There's a lot of people who left the workforce. And so part of the reason why the unemployment number jumped up this month is because a lot of those people who left the workforce are now back in it. They thought, okay, you know what? I'm ready to go back to work. And so they got counted in the unemployment numbers, whereas before they weren't counted because they weren't looking for work. So that's the update right there. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
So I-10 right now is kind of a mess. We already know about our slowdowns going in the eastbound direction. That's going to be due to a car that was on fire at mile marker 21. It's right before you get to Avalon Boulevard. Seeing still extreme slow traffic in the eastbound direction. That's going to be throughout the entire Escambia Bay Bridge and clears up after you get past the scene of the car. Also, we have an accident that occurred in the opposite direction westbound. This is going to be at mile marker 11, multi-vehicle accident. It's in the westbound direction again, and it's in the center two lanes. So right now we only have one lane open. It's slow moving, causing delays in the westbound direction on I-10 as well as back and on up onto I-110. So if you're going northbound and you're trying to get onto I-10 westbound, that whole ramp is slow moving. So again, that accident, we do have crews on the scene, so they are getting it cleared up, but again, it's in the center lane, so seeing extremely slow moving traffic. And then we have delays on Highway 90 throughout Pace for everyone who got off the interstate and went through Pace to get around the accident in the other direction, eastbound direction. See something else on the roads or have details for me, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, Bands on the Beach is back. It's on Tuesday nights, and coming up next Tuesday, it's going to be Jordan Chase, an up-and-coming blues and soul singer. He's born in Pensacola. While you're out there, just stop by the Cat Country tent to spin the prize wheel and sample something delicious from Pepsi. Check out the whole lineup on our website, newsradio923.com. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, text or call 850-437-1620. Coming up here later this hour, we've got This Week in Science, an update in science, and also I'm gonna give kudos to mainstream media. That's right, it's coming in about 10 minutes. I'm actually going to give props where props are due to the mainstream media. I'll tell you why in about 10 minutes. But coming up next, top trending news. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 8 minutes. I'm going to give props where props due. I'm going to give it to the mainstream media. That's right. They actually did something that I am like, oh, good for you. We'll talk about what it is coming up here in about 8 minutes.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Former Attorney General under President Trump now weighing in on the investigation involving classified materials at Mar-a-Lago.
People say this was unprecedented. Well, it's also unprecedented for a president to take all this classified information and put him in a country club. Okay.
And that's former Attorney General Bill Barr there. He says the feds likely have good evidence to take things to the point where they're at now. And he also says the government was deceived. Jane Fonda's got cancer. The actress revealed she's been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. She wrote on Instagram that it's very treatable and she's going to be going into chemo for 6 months. The U.S. Open is the place to be tonight. Serena Williams looking to extend her stay at the tournament after she won her second round singles match on Wednesday. However, she and her sister Venus fell in straight sets last night to a pair from the Czech Republic. In the meantime, Serena says she's grateful that golf legend Tiger Woods was in the stands to watch on Wednesday. She said she appreciated his advice as she transitions from tennis. And Bobby, I don't know, are you used to the Zoom calls and all that by now?
Yeah. I was doing Zoom way before this became a thing during the pandemic anyway. So.
I'm still not really used to it. I don't do a whole lot of Zoom meetings, but just when you're used to one thing, they switch you over to something else.
10 years ago, rapper Tupac Shakur performed on stage at Coachella, 6 years after his death. Since then, other Dead artists like Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead, Whitney Houston, and Selena have all performed. A long-rumored Elvis Presley world tour has been rumored for years. All of it possible through holograms, 3D digital virtual reality likenesses that seem to bring the artists back to life. Now, engineers at Cisco Systems say the timing is right with internet bandwidth, speed, computing power, and the rise of VR goggles to start having holographic meetings. People, very much alive but far away, standing in the same rooms, interacting with each other. Cisco says it's coming soon. I'm Phil Hewlett.
Are you ready for that one?
Yeah, it's coming. It's part of that whole metaverse thing that's been, you know, that is Mark Zuckerberg's thing. You know, if you saw Ready Player One, which actually was on TV last night, I saw part of it back on there again. If you saw Ready Player One, where you put on your VR goggles and you basically just live a separate life in an avatar in this virtual world, that's Mark Zuckerberg's vision. And now Cisco's getting on board with it, going, yeah, we like that idea. We're gonna help you implement this. But instead of being an avatar, they're taking it another level, which is it'll be you. You'll just be a hologram in the metaverse to go to a conference meeting. You know, so instead of you sitting there in have you played with the Oculus? It's formerly called Oculus. Now they call it Meta or something like this. But the Oculus headset that Facebook owned. Have you ever played with that VR headset before?
I have not.
Gracie, have you?
No, my my cousins have them, but I don't want to look stupid.
They do look stupid, but here's the thing. So not that long ago, I had relative family members, my parents being one of them, that I was telling them about the metaverse. Like, you're going to have conferences, meetings, where you're going to go there and you're going to be like having a conference table on the beach in this beautiful Hawaiian island or something. And you're going to go there and you're going to sit there and you're going to have meetings. And they're like, no way, I don't see this. I go, well, have you used the Oculus before? And they're like, no. So my son has it. And I was like, go get your Oculus. You got to show them this thing. And so it takes one experience. Because I've tried other VR headsets. And I'm like, this is lame. All it is like a screen that's close to your face. It's lame. You put the Oculus on, you feel like you are in a different world. You feel like you're on a different in a room. So like when you they have like a waiting room for you to pick your games that you want to go play. That waiting room can change. You can be in a chalet in the mountains. You can be someplace on the beach. You can be in some sort of modern contemporary building. The graphics aren't there yet to make it look 100% realistic, but it's pretty dang close. And I'm telling you, man, you put these things on, you feel like you're in a different room. And there's like a game just to show my parents. It was a roller coaster ride. And so we put the VR headset thing on. I told them to sit down in a chair just like they're in a roller coaster. And I think my dad lasted only like maybe 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes before he ripped the headset off. That's too realistic. It was scaring me on this roller coaster thing. I recorded my mom just because my mom's 4'11", little Italian lady, so she's already dramatic. And so I had to see what her reaction was to it. And I mean, she's screaming as if she's on the roller coaster and stuff. When you can have that kind of realism, and we're not even there at the level of having holographic images of people yet, and it's that real already, oh yeah, I definitely, it's coming. It's going to be the way that you're going to have family reunions, you're going to have conference meetings that way, you're going to go to concerts that way, you're going to go to sports games that way. I mentioned this before, Major League Baseball and NFL and NBA, they're missing out on a huge opportunity. When you put that Oculus on, you feel totally immersed in your environment. And I would pay money to have a seat at the first baseline of the Atlanta Braves game. And just know, anytime I put on my Oculus, I've got a seat at the first baseline to watch the Braves play, or 50-yard line at Tennessee Titans game, or you know what I mean, something like this. And all they have to do is buy one seat, put a camera there that they do that gives it like 360 degree surround sound look and feel with the sounds and everything, and then they basically sell that one seat tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of times. They just buy one seat, they do that, they put their little camera in there, and that's it. Now they just sell that seat. I'm telling you, man, they would make a buttload of money, and that is the way to, like, you do that. You just sit there and watch, and then when you got to go to the bathroom, you don't have to fight crowds to go to the bathroom. You don't have to fight to go get beer or nothing. You just go to your fridge. I'm telling you, I see big, like, when I saw Ready Player One, and then I played with the Oculus, I went, oh, now I understand. Yes, this is the future. It's coming. You tell them I'm excited about it, huh?
Sounds like I better invest in an Oculus. I'm missing out here.
Well, it's Oculus 2 now. They're coming out with the Oculus 3, so you better just wait for it. Now they call it Meta. Now they call it the Meta 3 or something. Like, they changed the name because they're trying to push for the metaverse and stuff. But it's, if you know any of your kids, like your brother, you said, nephew?
My cousin has one, yeah.
You just got to try. You just got to put it on and just
try. I feel like I'm too stubborn. Like,
can't be. You can't
be. I know it's the way it's going,
embrace,
but I'm just.
Embrace the dark side.
No, I'm okay.
It's good stuff, I'm telling you. It's so fun. All right, let's get a traffic update.
Okay, roads are a mess right now, so bear with me. I-10 right now, you're going to see slow-moving traffic in both directions throughout Pensacola. First off, we had a car that was on fire at mile marker 21. This is going to be right before you go to Avalon Boulevard Garcon Point exit in the eastbound direction. It has been cleared up and all lanes are open, but it is still slow moving. All those cars that were having to wait and merge over, it's still like very, very, very busy, and that's going to be all the way from 9th Avenue. And then also, we had an accident at mile marker 9. This is going to be in the opposite direction. This is going to be in the westbound direction in between mile marker 11, in between 29 and I-10. That was in the center lane. It has been cleared off, so all lanes are open now, but still, again, seeing a lot of slowdowns from when it was closed just recently. And lastly, we... have an accident or something. We don't have a lot of reports or details on it, but something's going on. I-110 southbound, getting off at Chase and Gregory Street, right near Pensacola Bay Center. Extremely slow moving as you're getting off there. And so just keep that in mind. We're also having slow traffic on Highway 90 going throughout Pace. Everyone who's getting off the intersection is now taking Highway 90 through Pace. So we're seeing a lot of slow moving traffic there. And lastly, 98 in Baldwin County. This is going to be right at 91, seeing slow traffic due to a accident. So keep that in mind. That's slow traffic in both directions. See something else on the roads? Have details for me? Give me a call, 850-262-6111. Brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So here's the last message on that. If you have somebody you know that has an Oculus 2 headset, use it, play with it for like just 10 minutes even. Do something, even if you're just in the waiting room part of it. Then rewatch if you've already seen it, or watch for the first time Ready Player One, Steven Spielberg's movie from a few years ago. You watch that, then you go, oh, that's the vision of Metaverse, except it'll be more business-like. It'll be how you network with people. Instead of networking to see what their posts are, you're going to go to this room, and you're going to see your friends walking around, or their avatars of your friends walking around with like little word bubbles above their heads, and you'll go, and it'll tell you if somebody's live online. You just walk up to them and start talking to them instead of typing stuff out to them. It's going to be pretty bizarre. They were all given the speech ahead of time to review it, and after doing so, they all decided it was political in nature and not therefore a something to some sort of important thing that they have to share with the nation type thing. That it was going to be political and partisan. So despite the White House saying it was not going to be partisan, they read the speech and went, this is partisan. And so NBC, ABC, CNN, and CBS all said, yeah, we're not going to carry it. Instead, they actually carried reruns of sitcoms and stuff like that instead of the speech. That just shows you, like, even when ABC, NBC, CBS, networks that are extremely friendly to this president and to his party, are even like, yeah, this is pretty political. We're not gonna share that. That right there should tell you, if you did not hear the speech last night or read it, that should tell you what you need to know. That his friendliest networks were like, yeah, it's pretty political. We're not gonna share that. Here's the thing. Nearly 2 years ago at his inauguration, we talked about the hypocrisy of this. President Biden was at his inauguration and said that it's time for the nation to end this uncivil war that pits red against blue. Rural versus urban, conservative versus liberal. Less than 2 years ago, he was saying that on the Capitol steps. And then now he's sitting there talking about how what is happening, too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. And he just goes on and on like that, right? So then he goes on and talks about we got to do hard things, like basically getting rid of them. They don't respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. It just goes on and on and on. All right. So the thing is you go back and you're right. What we're seeing in the country is not normal. It's not normal to have a president try to create an executive order and make that law of the land. Usually our laws of the land go through Congress, but Obama tried to do it and he was supported by the White House, and now Biden's been trying to do it. There's a lot of things that are not normal, and saying that not, the thing he doesn't realize is that MAGA Republicans, the least the ones I know, some of their vitriol and their anger is because they feel vehemently that Democrats like Joe Biden are thwarting the Constitution. That's why they're so upset. Yet, over and over and over at MAGA rallies around the country, even from when President Trump ran in 2016, the violence would often come from the people that were there opposing the MAGA Republicans. That's where it started. And it was always that way. And yet media doesn't cover it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three story. Top three stories here. Actually, I do want to share this. I don't trust the networks. Something is up. Probably knew that no one was going to watch it anyway. If possibly, yeah. All right, there is top three stories here. Danielle is the first hurricane of the season. College football playoffs is going to expand to a 12-team playoff by 2026, and Labor Day travelers are facing yet another chaotic holiday weekend. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
So we're still seeing some major delays on I-10 right now. This is going to be, if you're traveling in the eastbound direction over the Escambia Bay Bridge, we had a car on fire at mile marker 21. It's right before you get to Avalon Boulevard, causing some delays. That's going to add about 9 to 10 minutes to your drive, as it is still slow moving. Opposite direction, westbound, we had an accident at mile marker 11. Still seeing some delays. It's moved off the scene. But still seeing some delays. Westbound, right at I-110, is slow moving, as well as the ramp getting onto I-10 in the westbound direction. Our slowdowns on East Gregory Street and East Chase Street have cleared up at the exit going southbound, but definitely still seeing some slowdowns. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, expect some delays that are a little bit heavier than usual, as well as Pace eastbound getting into Pace on Highway 90 off the causeway. See something else, just give me a call, 850-2626-111. Traffic report presented by All Pro Tune-Up. Crossing the Big Lots on Highway 90, where they want to earn your trust and confidence in quality and workmanship servicing your cars, your trucks, and your RVs. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Here's your sports hit.
Pensacola Blue Wahoos lost to Chattanooga last night, but they're still up in the series 2-1. They play again tonight, 6:15. But that game is going to be on our other sister station, Pensacola Playlist 94.5. And the reason is because ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM, is playing West Florida Tech High School, playing at Booker T. Washington. So you got some high school football going on over there. Speaking of other high school football games tonight, so first of all, last night, Pensacola Catholic beat Milton 26-14. You also have Escambia at Gulfport, Mississippi, Crestview at Gulf Breeze, Freeport at Jay, Northview at Lighthouse Private Christian Academy, Pine Forest at Navarre, and St. Martin, Mississippi at Pace. And then tomorrow morning will be Pensacola at Tate. And that will be because of that shooting threat that happened. So they'll be playing tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. You got U.S. Open tennis going on ESPN, basically going all the way until about 9 o'clock tonight. We got some college football going on, Friday night football. Number 15, Michigan State, is playing Western Michigan on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock on FS1, you've got Illinois playing Indiana University on the Big 12 Network, and that's at 7 o'clock. Also at 7 o'clock on Big 12 Network and ESPN Plus is Tennessee Tech playing Kansas. ESPN at 9 o'clock has TCU against Colorado. And then tomorrow, we've got some pretty big games going on tomorrow with Texas A&M playing Sam Houston State. Number 8, Michigan playing Colorado State. You've got Oregon, number 11, Oregon playing number 3, Georgia. That's a big game. And number 16, Miami playing BCU. Florida playing number 7, Utah tomorrow. And Alabama playing Utah State tomorrow night. And then the big one tomorrow night, 6:30 on ABC, Notre Dame, ranked number 5, playing number 2, Ohio State. And, of course, we are your home for Florida State Seminole football, and they are playing LSU tomorrow. So you can catch that game right here on News Radio 92.3. Then in sports news, real quick, UWF football begins their new era where they're going to be playing their home games on campus. So they've only played, I think, one, maybe two games before on campus, but now they're moving all the games to on campus. That's pretty exciting. We already talked about the College Football Playoff Committee has approved an expansion to 12 teams by 2026. Now, that is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. This week in science, of course, we know that the Artemis 1 moon mission got postponed on Monday. A faulty sensor may have been to blame. They're going to try again tomorrow. Footage of a crazy rainbow cloud in China went viral. If you haven't seen it, it looks fake. It just does not look real, the rainbow cloud. But it is, it's not. There's science behind it. It's called a Peleus cloud or a scarf cloud. Wispy cloud forms above a cumulus cloud. Then light gets diffracted by tiny ice crystals inside it, and it creates the rainbow effect. And so the reason why it was that way is because the sun was right behind it. Looks really interesting. A psychologist explained the science behind our collective obsession with pumpkin spice. All the marketing over the past two decades has linked the concepts of fall and pumpkin spice within the temporal lobes of our brain. So now there's actually a nostalgic effect for a lot of people when you just even say the words pumpkin spice. You know, I see Gracie smiling right now. It makes her very happy.
It does. It really, really does.
So you like fall?
Yeah. Well, I'm more of a summer girl, but like it gets so hot here that once, you know, summer's mm-hmm. over, I'm ready for fall, you know?
Okay. All right.
But like the first light of your fall candle.
Fall candle? What's a fall candle?
A pumpkin spice
pumpkin
scent.
Spice scent candle. Okay. I'm a summer person. I like summer. I get sad when the summer's starting to end. Like when school starts and everything, I'm like, oh man, the only thing I've looked forward to now, at least there's football starting, but it's like
football and then candy with Halloween and Thanksgiving and yeah. Pumpkin spice lattes.
There's all this. By the way, I saw something the other day. It says that some people are complaining they don't think that the Starbucks pumpkin spice lattes taste the same this year. Did you notice anything different?
Well, okay, I haven't gotten the latte yet because I don't want to have a hot drink, but I had the Frappuccino.
Okay.
And I kind of thought mine was like a little bit like icy. Like there wasn't enough flavor going on. I thought it was just me.
Okay. Okay.
Being dramatic.
So maybe there is something there because it's trending online. People are saying the pumpkin spice lattes don't taste the same this year.
I mean, they probably... My Starbucks... Okay, this is like a rant, but my Starbucks is always running out of stuff. So they don't have enough. They barely have anything. So I bet they don't have... You know, the right ingredients, or they had to get a cheaper brand or something.
Could be supply chain issue. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Thank you for the text. Oh, my bad. My bad. Florida State football game against LSU Sunday night, not tomorrow. It's the primetime game from the Superdome. So, yeah, I appreciate that. I'm just sitting there running through. I'm trying to get through my sports as fast as possible. And I forgot a very key element right there pertaining to the Florida State football game. It's going to be on Sunday. But we'll still carry it live for you right here on News Radio 92.3. All right, coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Stick around. Cole right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, because this is the first big college football weekend, we got a lot of primetime games going on tomorrow night. And then I messed up. Florida State game is going to be New Orleans at the Superdome at 6:30 on ABC on Sunday. And then also just as a programming note, on Monday we got number 4 Clemson playing Georgia Tech on ESPN at 7 o'clock. So a little bit of different schedule that you get. I mean, we had a whole bunch of games, you know, yesterday. And then we got a whole bunch of games tonight. And then tomorrow, obviously, a lot of the big games. But then Sunday and Monday, there's games. All right, let's get traffic on the 5s with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll go over to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Our roads are finally improving. You're not going to see anything to slow you down westbound on I-10 right now, so we're moving nicely there. Eastbound, that's going to be going over the Escambia Bay Bridge until you get to Avalon Boulevard. It's still slow moving, but it's improved so much. Just going to see some busyness right around mile marker 20. Still going to see slowdowns if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point throughout the Nature Preserve. And once you even get past that and into the lights, you're going to see some slow traffic in the eastbound direction, as well as Highway 90 getting into Pace right around West Bend or Chemuckle Highway. So expect some delays, but they are improving. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the 5s.
All right. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, there's going to be jazz music filling the air downtown around Community Maritime Park this weekend. The Gulf Coast Summerfest Jazz Edition going on Saturday and Sunday afternoons. Of course, they're going to have jazz musicians from across the country, including saxophonist Boney James, who's been a Grammy winner, by the way. The music all going to be smooth and contemporary jazz, and organizers say they've sold over 4,000 tickets. There's only a handful left.
All right, there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top stories on FoxNews.com. Our national news partner so far, Democrats spend millions to help pro-Trump candidates win their races as Biden demonizes MAGA Republicans. This is something that's going on in a lot of other states. I don't think it's going on here, but Democrats believe that they can beat a MAGA Republican in a congressional race or a Senate race or whatever it might be. They feel like a more moderate Republican would be difficult for them to beat. So they're backing MAGA Republicans because they feel like they'll be able to beat them. And then, of course, they're saying as Biden demonizes MAGA Republicans. Then the IRS admits confidential data of 120,000 taxpayers accidentally was exposed online. Youch. And Democrat governor's own relatives fled his state to live in Florida during COVID. This would be Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom's in-laws fled California during COVID, moved to Florida. And, oh, by the way, news coming out that they donated to Governor DeSantis's PAC. So, as of course, Gavin Newsom is blasting Governor DeSantis. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Hey, they love their son-in-law. They just don't like his politics. What are you going to do? It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Only one Adam Sandler movie has ever gotten an Oscar nomination, and it wasn't Uncut Gems. Kind of surprise. Click was nominated for Best Makeup in 2006, but it lost to Pan's Labyrinth. Click was a fun movie. That was a fun one. That was a neat one. In 1945, a German U-boat sank in the North Sea due to misuse of a toilet. It caused water to flood the submarine, and the boat sank. I don't know if the people were able to get off the boat and stuff like this, but if they did, like, that dude's got bragging rights forever. Yeah, I sank a boat after I went to the bathroom. Microsoft Internet Explorer was the default web browser on Mac computers until Apple finally created Safari back in 2003. And missing kids are not on milk cartons anymore. Why not? It was a massive failure. Only about 70 missing children were ever featured on milk cartons in the United States, and only one was ever found. Yeah, that's not good. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, why I think Rick Scott is going after Mitch McConnell's seat, plus some student loan forgiveness stories that unintended consequences might be coming about. That's all coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3.